If you're contemplating shopping on this day or any other, back away from the credit card until you hear from our financial advisor.
But first, the bitter political debate over immigration. Not here in this country, but in Great Britain, where Prime Minister David Cameron traveled to a factory in the English Midlands today to deliver a major speech on curbing legal immigration.
Immigration benefits Britain, but it needs to be controlled, it needs to be fair, and it needs to be centered around our national interest. That is what I want.
Cameron wants to reduce the flow of immigrants to Britain from other European Union countries. Right now, EU citizens are allowed to move freely within the Union. Today's speech comes 5 months before a general election, and Cameron has lost part of his Conservative base to UKIP, the anti-immigrant, anti-Europe party in Britain. The BBC's Rob Watson is with us from London. Rob, welcome.
Good to be with you.
And could you lay out Cameron's proposals here? One set seems to be a real effort to restrict benefits for migrants.
Well, I think the first thing to say is that this was a rather nuanced speech. He's trying to do a careful balancing act of saying to British voters, look, we understand your pain about the high levels of migration to Britain, but doing it in such a way that he didn't want to upset businesses or other EU leaders. Now, specifically, the route that he's gone down, what he's picked on, is to say, well, we can't end the principle of the freedom of movement in the European Union because other EU leaders would never accept that. But what he's talking about is trying to make Britain less attractive to a poorer worker from, say, Spain by making it more difficult to get access to British social welfare, to benefits here.
And there's even proposals there, stronger laws about sending people back.
Absolutely. That's the question of sending back people who've been convicted for crimes or people who've overstayed their welcome, things which really don't happen very much. To some extent, that's all little frills around the edges, because I don't think that involves huge amounts of people, and it's probably not going to deal with the issue of hundreds of thousands of Europeans coming here to look for work. But I think what David Cameron is trying to say to British voters is, look, I get it, the way you're really cross about that kind of thing.
You said that Cameron is really kind of walking a political tightrope here, trying to strike a balance. Let's listen to him here, where he's trying to emphasize that immigration has made Britain what it is, but also recognizing some of the problems.
The pressure is still very great. In some areas, the number of migrants we're seeing is far higher than our local authorities, our schools and our hospitals can cope with. And yesterday's figures show that the scale of migration is still very great. So many people, so fast, is placing real burdens on our public services.
Rob, Cameron mentions the scale of immigration there. Just how many people are coming?
Well, it's a huge amount. I guess the best way to see it is this, is that if you looked at Britain from after the Second World War to about, I don't know, the beginning of the 1990s, you'd probably find that the net migration was just somewhere over a million. But just since 1998, net migration is probably around 4 million. Mm. And I think the current census figures are that 13% of the people in Britain, that's 1 in 8, were born outside the UK. I don't think it's that British people have suddenly become really horribly racist. It's the scale of migration over the last 12, 15 years or so.
Yeah, and we're talking about legal migration here.
Absolutely, legal migration. There's not a similar issue that there is in the United States with large numbers of illegal immigrants.
Well, can you put this into a little bit of context with Europe's economy? Clearly, we've heard that it's doing very poorly, getting worse. I know that policymakers often have these kinds of debates about immigration when economies are doing poorly. Is this a factor?
Absolutely. And David Cameron said, look, part of the high levels of migration here, we need to pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, guys, we're doing a good job. It's because the British economy has far lower unemployment than, say, the countries of Southern Europe. And it's also worth remembering that Britain is a lot richer than an awful lot of countries in the European Union. So David Cameron was saying not really blaming anyone for coming here. It's just the scale of it.
Yeah, and he's making the plea, obviously, here to the European Union. What is the EU saying about this?
Well, what they're saying is that they're going to listen. I think that they're almightily relieved that David Cameron hadn't said, look, we're going to have to end the principle of freedom of movement from one European Union country to another, because I think that was like pressing the nuclear doomsday button. I think David Cameron had sent out feelers, and he could see that that wasn't going to work. But clearly this is going to be the beginning of a negotiation, and there will no doubt be some countries in Europe saying, what are those Brits doing trying to blackmail us, threatening to leave the European Union if we don't give way on this? But I suspect that in some European capitals there'll be quite a bit of understanding for what David Cameron has said.
Yeah, it's Cameron using very strong language that in fact they would threaten to leave the EU. And some of his critics have said this is not about immigration policy at all. This is more about things like housing policy, a minimum wage, and that sort of thing. Tell us more what the critics of Cameron here are saying.
The criticism comes from left and right. I mean, the critics on the left would say that Britain is becoming the sort of capital of exploitation of low standards for workers. I mean, the criticism of the right, of course, is to say, look, David Cameron is talking a whole bunch of twaddle here, that the only way Britain is ever really going to reclaim control of its borders is to leave the European Union.
Yeah, so much of what we have heard Cameron say here sounds a lot like what we've heard lawmakers in the U.S. say over our own debate on immigration. What kind of parallels can we draw, or differences can we draw, between Europe's debate and our own here?
It's a very good question, and as someone who's lived half my adult life in the United States, I've often thought about it. I guess I would say this. It's much more difficult, some people would say, to become British than it is to become American, because there isn't, you know, we don't have the great American dream. So people would say, for the vast scale of migration of people coming into Britain, it sort of threatens the country's identity, its culture, and everything else, as well as the more kind of prosaic arguments about putting a huge strain on housing, for example, which is a big issue in Britain in a way that it just isn't in the United States, the scarcity of housing. We're a small country.
The BBC's Rob Watson speaking to us from London. Thanks so much.
Thank you.